What is it that you treasure? What in your life is most dear to you? Is it found in your relationships? In having good health? Do you hunt for it at the mall? Or is it in your checkbook, stock portfolio, or wallet? In today's gospel, Jesus warns us about what we choose to treasure, reminding us that earthly treasure does not last, that it is subject to being ruined or stolen. He tells us to store up treasures in heaven and reminds us that where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So it seems that it's important to decide just what it is that we do treasure. Often, we say that it's our relationships that we hold most dear. But sometimes our actions point to a different reality. Many people say that their relationship with God is a treasure, but then live a life lacking any discernible connection to God. So, it is an ongoing challenge to support what we say we believe with how we behave, which means that follow-through is important. Otherwise, our professed beliefs and our so-called treasure will be little more than a pile of false pretenses and empty promises. So what is it that you do treasure? And what do you do to nurture and care for it? Lent is a time in the church to give these questions careful consideration and then to act on our answers. For it is a season limited in time, but intensive in nature. So it is an opportunity to explore in a focused way just what is important to us. Therefore, Lent shouldn't be so much about giving up as diving in and examining our lives in a way that challenges our assumptions and pushes us to action. What that action is doesn't matter nearly so much as the fact that we do intentionally act, and that our actions then lead us in such a way that we are drawn closer to God. Because the point of the next 6 weeks isn't to simply prove that we can make it that long without chocolate, but instead, these 6 weeks are to transform us in a way that our hearts and our souls discover the treasure that is to be found in a close and intimate relationship with God. So on this first day of Lent, listen closely to the words that accompany the imposition of ashes on your forehead. For we will be clearly reminded of our mortality, as we are told that we are indeed dust, and it is back to dust that we will return. So tonight is the liturgical equivalent of the bottom line, one which states that all we physically are and all that we physically have is nothing but future dust. With that in mind, then, our priorities should be much easier to define. And what is to be treasured should be much easier to focus on. For the fleeting nature of our earthly possessions, as well as the brevity of our own mortal existence, points us hopefully to the eternal nature of God and assures us that in God is truly where our treasure is to lie. And isn't that where you want your heart to be? And if that is so, then what are we all willing to do to get it there? Because Lent cannot be a time of mere good intentions, but rather must be a time of faithful action. Somehow, these next several weeks should be different, and today is the day to make the decision that that will be so. Through prayer, study, reflection, good works, worship, or whatever it is that will draw us closer to God, A choice needs to be made, and then it needs to be followed. So, on this day, may we each take the time to reflect on those things which we do treasure, and then understand how they may or may not draw us closer to God. And in light of this reflection, and in consideration of the ashes which will soon reside on our foreheads, and with the awareness of our need to always draw closer to God, may we each find a way over the next 6 weeks to live and act in a way that leads us to treasure all that is God. For where our treasure is, there our hearts will be also. Amen.